Is there any sort of like strategy behind the length of your records?
No, there is no. For me, there's not. I'd say for me, my personal tastes when it comes to me as an artist, because I'm not speaking about anyone else when I say like I prefer certain song lengths. I know that I could listen to Linkin Park 4, 5, 10 minutes because I love how Chester's voice sounds. I love his voice. So, but for my music, I think it's my voice can be a little, what's the word, shroud? It's like it's a high frequency because it's pitched up. And also I have a natural like higher singing voice. I don't know how appealing that would be to have 3, 4, 5 minutes of this voice at the same frequency and with the fast drums. I just don't know how appealing it is to me to listen to that for more than a few minutes. So I kind of apply that to how other, that's one thing where I do try and make sure I'm listening to myself. I don't really try and let other people affect how I view my that part of my music, because I feel like if I gave people a 5 minute song, I feel like they'd be like, oh, okay, maybe she was right, because her voice has been at the same key for the whole song. It's really fast and now my ears have tinnitus. That's genuinely how I feel. For my music, I just think it works this way best, and that's how I write.
You do have a couple songs on the album that are approaching 3 minutes.
They are, and actually, funnily enough, because this is a dance dance-esque record, it's very, it plays into the, it plays into the dance, rule book in some ways that existed back when, you know, Basement Jacks were kind of at their peak and Groove Armada at the peak. I kind of tried to make, I wanted to have a more instrumental play at the end or at the beginning of some of these songs so that people can actually DJ them, so that people can dance to them better, people can enjoy just the instrumental without my voice. Again, I think my voice can actually be kind of a little bit grating if it's too much, because I have a very specific tone of voice that it's not like the nicest to hear for that long. So I wanted people to enjoy the instrumental. We worked hard on too.
How did you realize you could sing at all?
It's a tough one because I feel like I'm not actually the best singer. I don't pride myself on my singing. I pride myself on my production. So for me, learning when I could sing was more a later discovery when I was like 17. And I was like, yeah, I felt like this could be good enough to record on with.
Who pushed you? You just yourself?
Me, myself. Because I really wanted to make music and be an artist. I didn't want to necessarily, I don't pride myself on my singing. I pride myself on like the melodies, but not like this actual vox.
How about your lyrics?
Yeah, and my lyrics. I love my lyrics.
They're great.
Thank you.